We're seated on the eclectic chair. I'm your host, Trish Lewis. This is the top of hour two here on the chair, and I have got to back announce one I missed, one of the wonderful Susan O'Rourke songs from Chance the Arm that I missed on the last set. We heard Thread of the Weave. How could I miss that one, Susan? I'm the weaver in this crowd. Thread of the Weave, Chance the Arm. Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler's 2014 Smokin' Sled Dog record release. The one we just heard was Pickles on the Elbow from Jam Session, which was a wonderful group of guys. We heard from Mark O'Connor, Chris Teeley, Frank Vignolia, Brian Sutton, John Burr, and Byron House. Jam Session is a 2010 OMAC record release, Mark O'Connor. You can find the links to any of these folks, especially Susan O'Rourke. I believe it's Susan and Zig. You can't miss it. You can find their link on my website, radiochair.com. Now let's return to a little bit more of Almost Live in Studio C. Have a lot to get through this hour. Hurry up.
One of the songs that we're going to do towards the end of the concert is going to be, I try to get people to participate just a little bit once in a while, but this is a beautiful song, and it's actually from World War One, and it's called Till We Meet Again, and it gives me the opportunity to show off my whistling skills, because Kathy Morris isn't here with her fabulous tin whistle piece that she puts in. And also, I think, because this one isn't on the CD, so it was just kind of our own arrangement of it. And I actually picked up this song from Donnie Carroll when we played in New York last month. He wanted to finish his set with something that we knew that we could sing together and bring the audience in on.
There's a song in the land of the lily. Each sweetheart has heard with a sigh. Over high garden walls, the sweet echo calls as a soldier boy whispers goodbye. Smile the while you kiss me sad adieu. When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you, and then the skies will seem more blue. Down in Lover's Lane, my dearie, wedding bells will ring so merrily. Every tear will be a memory, so wait and pray each night for me till we meet again. If goodbye means the birth of a teardrop, then hello means the birth of a smile. And the smile will erase the tears' blighting trace when we meet in the afterwhile. Smile the while you kiss me sad adieu. When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you, and then the skies will seem more blue. Down in Lover's Lane, my dearie, wedding bells will ring so merrily. Every tear will be a memory, so wait and pray each night for me. till we meet again. So wait and pray each night for me till we meet again.
I hope radio can hear that big smile on your face.
I don't know. And you know, I don't know how I can smile through that one, but I do. I love it. You know, some of those songs, like that song in particular, hits me because the first time you hear it, it sounds like you've known it. Mm-hmm. It has that kind of melody.
Yeah.
And I think those are the kind of songs that, those are the kind of songs I want people to hear coming from me, because when they leave one of our shows, they can maybe remember the melody a little bit. They might be whistling something, you know.
You're an excellent whistler. Whistling's hard. My dad could whistle. I could never whistle that well.
I always whistled when I was little. Yeah. And they used to say awful things like a whistling girl
will come
to no good or something.
Well,
like
look,
that.
They were right.
They were right.
I'd be proud. And look, I did so well and I can't whistle. Check it out.
I know. I love to whistle. I whistle a lot.
So here we are. We are almost live in Studio C with Zig Zeitler. Thank you very much for coming. Mm-hmm. And Susan O'Rourke. Now, we were talking. You have all kinds of special guests on the CD.
Yeah.
And Eldon Kelly is on, Gowden. You didn't want me to say
Gowden Loxahana.
Sounds simple, right?
Gowden Loxahana.
It's really simple when you do it. You and Fiona Ritchie, yeah. That's fine. Gowden Loxahana.
Uh-huh.
I just make it sound
like
waspy.
You know, that's a beautiful song. It's Gowden Loxahana is one of those amazing pieces, I think, that have a great history. And I like to share a little bit of the history with my audiences on some of these pieces. But it was written by Robert Burns, who is notoriously famous in Scotland, certainly, and all around the world for his writing in the 1700s in Scotland. But Robert Burns apparently was a womanizer. And he had this lovely, loyal wife living here in the United States and a little boy. And he was back in England, you know, just kind of carousing, I'm sure, because he was incredibly popular. Everybody needs a hobby. But he was like a rock star in his day. When he wrote something, people clamored to him to, can I have that piece to set it to music? And they wanted to do collaborations with Robert Burns. And so he was very, very popular. But he met this young barmaid named Anna, and she was the daughter of a barkeeper in England, and fell madly, madly in love with her. And at the end of Robert Burns' life, when somebody was speaking to him about what are the pieces that he was most proud of writing, this song was his top of his list. It was a kind of just a spill-your-heart-out kind of love song to this girl, Anna. And he fell in love with her. He had a baby with her, a young girl, a baby, of course, a little baby, young, very young.
As little as they get.
That's right.
A baby.
But Anna somehow comes off the scene, and we don't know what happened to her. She either died in childbirth or something happened with her. And Robert Burns ended up sending the daughter from that union to the United States for his wife to raise. And she raised that daughter like she was her own. But he wrote this song about Anna. And back in the day, the Kirk and State, which were the moral police of the time, when he wrote this piece, they were like, we're not going to publish it. We're not going to put it out there because this is morally wrong. You have a wife and you shouldn't be writing about this woman. So instead of just like giving up, instead, Robert Burns writes a very nasty last verse, you know, pretty much telling the Kirk and State what they can do with their rules. And it's a beautiful, beautiful piece. But Eldon Kelly, who is just a wonderful instrumentalist down in the Lansing area, and I think he might be in his 30s, but we think he's, when we saw him,
he
like,
looks
he's a
young,
kid.
Yeah.
he's
very young, yes.
Which I think reflects certainly on us more than him. But, you know, we were lucky to get him on there. And when he played it, it was like one of those songs, we were kind of playing it the same way for quite a few years. I think we actually had it on one of our first CDs. And I said, I'd like to do something different with it because we just keep playing it the same way. And we threw it at Eldon, and he, of course, came at it from a totally different angle. So now for us, it's a totally different piece, even when we're not playing with Eldon.
It's grown.
It's grown.
It's grown.
And Eldon will be there to play that on that night, too. He'll be there live in person at the State Theater.
Friday, March 14th, 7 o'clock.
Date.
We got it down now.
By the
end of this day, we're going to know what day we're going to be there.
Right, exactly.
March 14th, live at the State Theater. Chance mm-hmm. the Arm. Sonus mm-hmm. is the opening act.
Yes.
And you'll have all kinds of special guests.
We have Jamie Susiel and Eldon Kelly, and both of them are also, you know, part of Smoke and Sled Dog Records, mm-hmm. you know, and that's who our parent is. They keep us in line all the time because we need it.
Yesterday and I had a pint of wine, a place, a body sauna. Yesterday lay on this breast of mine, the golden locks, oh Anna. The hungry Jew in wilderness, rejoicing o'er his manna. T'was nothing tae the hinny bliss upon the lips, oh Anna. Him monarchs tae the east and west, frae Indus tae Savannah. Give me within my strain and grasp the melting form, oh Anna. There I despise imperial charms, an empress whore sultana, while dying raptures in her arms, I gee and tae with Anna. Spies and imperial charms, an empress or sultana, while dying raptures in her arms, I gee and tae with Anna. Oh, ah, thy flaunting god. Oh, thy pale Diana, Elk Star gay, hide thy twinkling ree when I'm to meet my Anna. Come in thy raven plumage night, sun, moon, and stars withdraw, and bring an angel. My transports, we, my Anna. The kirk and state may join and tell to do sick things I mourn. The kirk and state may go to hell, and I'll gae to. My Anna, she is the sunshine, oh my, to live but her I canna. Had I on earth but wishes three, the first would be my Anna. Had I on earth but wishes three, the first would be my Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Girlhood days are done. Now she'll never feel the summer rains till they're running underground. Never see a winter sun and never question how the likes of her are bound. Bound before her birth, father paid to tie the family, worked them half to death at the day level mines. And she carried coals and climbed up the stairs and down the ladder, shifting more than 15 ton before she was 9. Girlhood days are done. Now she'll never feel the summer rains till they're running underground. Never see a winter sun and never question how the likes of her abound. Darker than the nights were the days that she endured. She never learned to write, but she kept at her songs. And the hours were long and dreary, breathing in the foul carbolic, wishing for a lad to come and take her in his arms. Strength more than for her passing beauty, wrought with him the length of the dark dusty seams. For a man must have a wife to carry creels and rid the coals and raise the bonnet bairnies that will haunt her dreams. Girlhood days are done. Now she'll never feel the summer rain till they're running underground. Never see a winter sun and never question how the likes of her abound. Since her man had passed, still she had to work her seams and leave the youngest bairns by the dark stove sides. And she'd give the babe the breast, cold stove tatties to the rest. Starts the oldest lassie working by her side. Submarine till it's running underground. Never see a winter sun and never question how the likes of her abound. Girlhood days are done. Now she'll never feel the summer rain till it's running underground. Never see a winter sun and never question how the likes of her abound.
We are seated on the eclectic chair. I'm your host, Trish Lewis. That was Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler once again. We heard Winter Sun from Chance the Arm. We also heard Gowden Locks O'Anna with Eldon Kelly with them on guitar, all from Chance the Arm, a 2014 Smokin' Sled Dog record release. And we heard the wonderful song live in Studio C, Till We Meet Again. Let's hear a little song from Jamie Susiel's Sampler, and then we'll return to some more Almost Alive and See with Zig and Susan. Remember, you may find the link to any artist you hear on the Eclectic Chair, or any event that I happen to be mentioning ad nauseum, on my website, radiochair.com.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops and way above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I?
You know, I was talking to you earlier about some of the songs that are traditionally played, I think, by Irish bands. And one of the most requested songs that we get all year long is Danny Boy. And I cringe when I think about doing Danny Boy. And then finally we added it to our sets for a couple of years during the High Holy Month of March. And, you know, because we rearranged it the way we kind of liked it, we actually enjoy it. And now we play it once in a while throughout the year. And this song is actually the same for us. But these songs are really important because these are the songs that people connect with. The broader audience, not just the real Irishites, you know, out there that know all the old and obscure ballads, but people that grew up in Irish homes, they know these songs, like Danny Boy and the song that we're going to do right now, Go Lassie Go, is actually from Scotland. And it's one of those songs that to me is just over-recorded and overplayed, and it's played by every band, so we've always avoided doing it. But there's a real wonderful thing about playing a song that everybody knows, because people will sing along, certainly in certain parts of it. And that, I think, is part of, you know, the beauty of these old songs that we, that's our business to present to people. So this is one of the ones that we're going to be doing at the State Theater. And it's, as old as it is to us, it's new to us to do it. So we've kind of arranged it a little bit different, maybe. I tried to research the oldest verses available, so it's not the usual... it's not the usual verse words. I don't think the lyrics are a little bit different than what most people hear, but they can certainly get the gist of the original song.
Let us go, lassie, go to the braes, old Balquhidder, where wild berries grow, mang the bonny Highland heather. Let us go, lassie, go where the deer and the lightly bonding together, spart the lying summer day on the breeze, oh, Balquhidder. Will you go, lassie, go? Where we'll all go gather to pull wild mountain time all around the bloom and heather. Will you go with me? Go. Clear crystal fountain and cover it o'er with the flowers o'er the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? I will range through the wilds and the deep glens all dreary and return with their spoils to our bower, oh my dearie. Will you go, lassie, go? As the storm rattles o'er us, till the dear shielding ring, we'll light and lilting chorus. Let us go, lassie, go, and we'll all go together to pull wild mountain time all around the blooming heather. Let us go, lassie, go, and we'll all go together to pull wild mountain time all around the golden heather. Will you go, lassie, go? Will you go with me, go?
Yeah, that one's sad like Danny Boy. That brings the tear to your eye.
It's a beautiful song.
It's beautiful.
It is. And, you know, when I really pulled up the old words to this piece and really read the lyrics...
Mournful Oats.
Oh, they're just astoundingly beautifully written. I mean, they really are. And I think before, you know, I didn't even know what the song was about half the time, and I'm not sure why. But I think when you hear this song and people are singing it, like, all together, and there isn't a lot of maybe inflection in certain verses, you lose the sense of what the song's about. But, you know, he's obviously trying to get her to go.
We do not have that pub tradition here. Where everyone sings. We really don't. It's lost. I mean, I spent time in London, and there's a lot there as well. And,
yeah,
you know, it's just not here. I'm not sure. It might be good.
It might be good. We don't have that?
If it was like, no, not this kind of traditional music, but that would be good. But, like, imagine if you heard, like, some of the stuff that's on the jukeboxes now. And everyone sang to it.
I know it. Ooh. That'd be awful.
Well, it's just a thought. You know, just remember, count your blessings.
Just the phrasing and the meter of the song. And then if you just throw all that out and just look at the lyric quality is usually so bad. But when you look at some of these songs and you read them,
poetry.
And you, they are, they're just amazing. And that's a real unusual gift to be able to put a really fine piece of poetry to a melody and have it meld.
There's something about anything that is good that is like music. I know that sounds funny, but there's almost anything that I do, there is a meter to it.
Mm-hmm.
There is something to it. I weave rugs. And there is, when I learned to weave, when I learned how to read, and it was like learning how to read music, very, mm-hmm. very much so, like astoundingly so.
Mm-hmm.
And when I actually weave, it is like music. It's really strangely like music.
Absolutely.
And, but,
because the waft has to come together with the warp become a unit,
mm-hmm.
a solid piece that looks like it's cohesive and it should have been there all along like that. And it's the same thing with lyric and melody. And a lot of what we hear, certainly in today's writing, and there's some amazing contemporary songwriters, don't get me wrong, but there's also this plethora of other songwriters that are not amazingly wonderful, but, you know, they're struggling through it. But I think one of the things that's forgotten is sometimes when we write lyrics, and we think they're lyrics, it's really just poetry,
mm-hmm.
and it shouldn't be sung. Sometimes it just doesn't work to be sung.
Thank you.
We are seated on the eclectic chair. I'm your host, Trish Lewis. I don't know why, but Rye Cooter came to mind again. We heard Farm Girl from My Name is Buddy, a 2007 Nonesuch record release. We heard Go Lassie Go live in Studio C, or I should say almost live in Studio C, with Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler. What a mournful song. What a wonderful pair they are. And we heard Jamie Sue Seal's version of Over the Rainbow from her to-date unreleased Nobody Loves a Fat Girl and Other Follies sampler, a 2011 Smokin' Sled Dog, waiting for it to come out. Jamie Sue, waiting for it to come out. I'm making sure you're going to get a copy of this so you hear me groveling for finish the CD, Jamie Sue. And remember, you may find the link to any artist you hear on the Eclectic Chair, as usual, on my website, radiochair.com. Let's hear another segment of Almost Live in Studio C with Zig and Susan. And we'll hear another one, or maybe two if I can squeeze them in, from Chance the Arm. Remain seated.
We're going to do a song about Derry, which is in the northern part of Ireland. And Derry was a popular hanging place for the Irish, and not necessarily because they were criminals, but because they had the unfortunate luck of being born Irish. Gotta laugh. But anyway, the name of the song is Derry Street, and it's about a young man who is sentenced to hang on Derry, and he's waiting for his lover to show up either with a pardon or with a lot of money to buy him back down from the gallows, which was one of their very odd little customs. So if you were sentenced to hang on Derry Street and you came from a family of high monetary standing, they could actually show up that day and buy you back down. So there was always this carrot dangling out there, hope somehow. Pardons weren't very normally granted unless you paved the way with money. But this song ends well, which I think is kind of unusual for an Irish song like this. So it kind of gives it away. But he doesn't actually die in the end. He's bailed out at the last moment, which I just find amazing. You know, it's like watching, for me, it's like watching the Ten Commandments or the Easter story, you know, the crucifixion of Christ. And I'll watch that every year, it seems like, at Lent. And I'm always hoping that it's going to end differently. But I know it's not going to. And it's the same thing with this song. You know, we might want to edit that out. But anyway, this, you know,
I'm leaving that, Susan. I'm sorry. I'm leaving that. That was too good. Oh, man, I love you.
This song is a lot like that, because you just know he's going to be dangling at the end of the song. And then at the end, he's like saved. And it's a wonderful song. I do one Lent joke every year, too.
Oh, do it.
I do. And I always apologize before it, but it's the only time of the year I can do the Lent joke. And it goes like this. Easter morning and the sun is shining bright, and they're at the garden and the tomb. The stone rolls away from the tomb, and Christ comes out into the beautiful Easter morning sunlight, and he sees a shadow and he goes back in, and it's 6 more weeks of Lent. It's terrible.
Susan O'Rourke.
It's terrible.
Zig Zeitler.
Truly terrible.
Here all week.
So, Derry Street.
After the morning, there comes an evening, and after evening, another day. And after false love, there comes a true love. I'll have you listen now to what I say. I swear my love, he is the finest young man, as fair as any the sun shines on. But how to save him, I do not know this. For he has a sentence to be hung. As he was marching the streets of Derry, he kept a lonely watch for me. And he looked more like a commanding officer than a man to die upon the gallows tree. Oh, where's my love? She is so long a coming. Oh, what detains her so long from me? Or does she think it as shame or scandal to see me die upon the gallows tree? Around and he saw her coming, and she was dressed all in woolens fine. The weary steed that his love was riding, it flew more swiftly than the wind. Come down, come down from the cruel gallows, I have your pardon from the king. I'll let them see that they dare not harm you, and I'll crown my love with a bunch of greens. I'll let them see that they dare not harm you, and I'll crown my love with a bunch of greens.
Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler, almost live in Studio C here with us in support of their CD release party of Chance the Arm coming up this Friday night at 7 o'clock at the State Theater in Bay City.
I'm excited.
I bet you are.
I am. We don't get to play, you know, here in Michigan very often. It's really a treat to be able to play to folks that you know.
Yeah.
It's actually a harder gig, to be honest with you. It's easier to play to strangers. It's a little bit harder to play to your family and friends and people that you know in your community. But we're excited. We're really excited to have this opportunity, and like I said, we're excited too about, you know, being able to share the music with other musicians too. So it's not just me and Zig; it's, you know, other folks playing our music.
You're gonna have Jamie Susiel, Eldon Kelly, Sonas is gonna be there.
Yep, and Dee Dee Tibbetts will be playing with us on some pieces.
Andy Rogers, of course. How could
I forget? Kathy Morris, and the
Sassa Kids,
the kids from Sassa.
Cool,
right?
Cool.
So, quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely quite a few.
Well,
people.
If you got the Sassa Kids, you got a whole handful.
Well, there's only four of them.
Really?
Yeah, we're calling them the chorus because most of them have graduated already.
Right.
David Brown has graduated. David Horwath graduates this year. Emerald Joyner has already graduated. And my daughter, Addie, she graduates this year, too. Well, I want to take a minute to just thank you for what you do, Trish, because, no, I'm very serious. This isn't the schmooze part of the show. But, you know, we live in a mainstream kind of world where genres seem to be all mushed together. And we tune into radios on a regular basis, and Zig and I travel all over. So when we tune into NPR stations all throughout the country, it's a delight to be able to hear other genres. Not that we don't like rock and roll, because we're big rockers. We're from the 60s. But other things, you know, because there are a lot of really absolutely fabulous musicians out there playing many types of music that are not being showcased in any way, shape, or form. And they just get unnoticed completely. Like Irish music and Latino music very, very much gets ignored.
Americana is just
Americana.
And there's so much. Irish Americana, Tejano, all kinds of.
Unbelievable. And around and even here, bluegrass now is hard to get a good bluegrass station on the radio anymore. You don't get to hear it. Or a station that's just doing jazz or just blues or anything like that. So for us to be able to come here and not only share a CD with you and you can play something off a CD, but for you to give the time, because it takes extra time to be with musicians in
Setting. But you guys are so much fun. It's always worth it.
Well, I hope we're
almost
hope
all,
we
almost all musicians are worth it. Just because they're musicians, don't you know that?
I don't know.
You know that. It's true. It's what it's all about. It's about the music, man. It's not about anything more than that. Still today to me.
Right.
If I didn't love music, I couldn't be here.
Well, live music needs to be supported more and more nowadays, especially with all the mechanical things going on. You know, there's just so much out there that isn't live. You know, you got DJs and all that stuff, and that's okay too. But let's support some live music a little bit more too out there in the real world. I mean, the musicians are the people that make the music, and you know, they need support.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it, and you know, like I said, it really is. It's an important part of our life because this is what we do for a living. You know, we have the Crow, which, of course, we bring in other musicians to perform at the Crow on a regular basis, and we hope the people show up to see those performances.
The White Crow Conservatory of Saginaw. You can find the links to all this on my website, as usual, radiochair.com.
That's right.
You have a website that is Zig and Susan.
Susan and Zig.
Of course.
It's Susan.
Beauty Before Age.
.com. Okay. And it's, that's right. And it's SIUSAN and Zig, ZIG. One time we were showcasing at Folk Alliance in Memphis, and we got our tags, and we were done with our whole first showcase, and I looked down on my tag that they had given me in registration, and it said Sin.
Oh, I love it.
And I was going to go change it. And I said, you know, Zig, I think I can work with this. I kind of like it. It gives me a new image, and I could make new friends. I could start moving in different circles.
Sin O'Rourke.
So, Sin O'Rourke, I liked it. So, I was Sin O'Rourke for 3 days in Memphis.
And then, on the other hand, one time I was playing in Louisiana, you know, a lady, instead of calling me Ziggy, she started calling, she said, hey, Zipper.
No,
it's Ziggy. And she felt so bad. I said, no, don't feel bad. I think it's kind of funny. You know?
Zipper, so there's a future there.
That's our nickname
Zipper.
Now.
People Zipper and Sin.
Sin and Zipper.
Sin and Zipper.
Yeah, go see if Sin and Zipper are on next.
I got to write that down.
That'll be our next CD.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm telling you.
We'll work it.
That'll be the comedy reel. Sin and Zipper.
Zipper.
The outtakes.
You showed up on our doorstep with your bags and brats in tow. Overstayed your welcome by. For 100 years or more, you know, we asked you nice to leave us be. Paid with life to live it free. If you haven't an invitation, tell me, why are you still here? If you haven't an invitation, tell me, why are you still here? We bled for it and died for it, we thought we made it clear. Is it simply you're not listening? Is it just that you can't hear? If you haven't an invitation, tell me, why are you still here? You pushed up to our table and you drove us from our land. Recut the pie to suit you, hung the ones that dared to stand. Connolly, Pearson, Sands, to name a few who rose to curse your claim. If you haven't an invitation, tell me, why are you still here? If you haven't an invitation, tell me, why are you still here? We bled for it and died for it, we thought we made it clear. Is it simply you're not listening? Is it just that you can't hear? If you haven't an invitation, tell me, why are you still here? And don't you know the modern world ignores all that you do? They bite their tongues and turn their gaze away from what is true. You settled in and made it home while we were starved and forced to roam. Since I got you on the phone, tell me why you're here. If you haven't an invitation, tell me, why are you still here? We bled for it and died for it, we thought we made it clear. Is it simply that you're stupid? Is it just that you can't hear? If you haven't an invitation, tell me, why are you still here? Thank you.
you know the modern world ignores all that you do. They bite their tongues and turn their gaze away from what is true. You settled in and made it home while we were starved and forced to roam. We won't rest until you're gone. Tell us why you're here. If you haven't an invitation, tell me why are you still here? We bled for it and died for it. We thought we made it here. Is it simply that you're stupid? Is it just that you can't hear? If you haven't an invitation, tell me why are you still here? Tell me, why are you still here? If you haven't an invitation, tell me, why are you still here?
You guys all know the routine. I just hate to turn that down, especially right away. That is Tim and Miles Thompson in the background. The song is Traditional Red-Haired Boy. It's from their wonderful CD, Roadrunner. And I just realized it's Hidden Giant Music. That's them. But it is a Smokin' Sled Dog record release. I didn't notice it before. The logo's teeny. Smokin' Sled Dog. Just makes sense. It all happened this way. Red-Haired Boy, Tim and Miles Thompson. We heard the wonderful Susan O'Rourke song, Why Are You Still Here? From the, of course, Chance the Arm, the feature of this week, a 2014 Smokin' Sled Dog record put out by Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler, who, as you know, are being featured at the CD release party this Friday at 7 o'clock at the State Theater in Bay City. Have fun. Everybody have fun. Did I miss anything? We heard Dairy Street. That's right. We heard the live version of Studio C of Dairy Street. Dairy Street. Sweet. Save me from the gallows if you can, folks. Save me from the gallows. We're putting that chair back upside down on the table again already. The Eclectic Chair is produced in the studios of WUCX-FM, Delta College Quality Public Radio. If you'd like a playlist or have a question or comment about today's show, this has been Chair number 410. Email me, I love email, at radiochair@gmail.com. That's radiochair@gmail.com. Or you may see the playlist online, you know where, radiochair.com. If you're a musician that would like to be heard here on the chair, do send me a CD or sample of your work, including your contact information, and I promise to listen to whatever you send my way with big ears and an open heart. That's P.O. Box 25, Bay City, MI 48707. The Eclectic Chair's opening music is courtesy of Mike Henderson and the Blue Bloods version of Sonny Boy Williamson's Mr. Downchild. Thank you, Mike. Thanks to the late Mark Domstick for creating this original program. Thanks to Mr. Howard Sharper for seeing that I must have been the one to take up the chair. Thanks to Mr. Ron McNew, without whose help I could not do this for fun every week. Thank you for listening, and be sure to take a seat on the next Eclectic Chair, right here on this fine public radio station in 6 days and 22 hours. If the fates allow. Peace.